Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined, as usual, by my co-host Mike Yakubik for this afternoon show. We do have a couple of guests with us. I'm going to let Michael introduce those. Anyway, let's proceed as we always do with our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Michael.
Well, we're lucky today. We have two distinguished guests, and we're going to do this. We're going to bring them on board in order of longevity. So our first one is going to be Wayne Freet, who's a past state deputy and also a former vice supreme master. And our other guest is Mark Jago, who is a past state deputy also, but a little bit newer in that position than Wayne. And our show today deals with something that is really a privilege and an honor for the Central East region. It's the 125th State Convention for the Knights of Columbus in Pennsylvania. So without further ado, we're going to let Wayne and Mark take this over and bring us on board.
Yes, good afternoon, Mark. Welcome aboard. So I think, why don't we first tell people, in case one of our councils or brother knights would say, why do I want to attend a state convention?
Okay. Attending a state convention is the best way for you to get rid in on the activities of not just the state council, but also the Supreme Council, because we'll have a representative there attending the convention, and we will be going over all of the various programs and any changes that may be occurring, any new programs that may be coming down. And one of the things that we also do is we have an opportunity to recognize those councils that have done outstanding work in one of the four particular areas that we have the various different programs, such as faith and family. And so we recognize them with not only state awards, but there'll also be some Supreme Award winners on that. So that's the main thing. But the other thing is, like any convention for any organization, it gives the rank and file an opportunity to participate in what goes on or how the state council operates. You'll have a say on the budget, which is very important, and any resolutions that are presented before the body. That might be changes to our bylaws or any new activities that might be proposed. So this is the one time that you have each year to take an active role in the state council.
Yeah, I think that a lot of councils are grassroots councils, and you wonder why you want to be there. And you need to be able to learn and support our state council's various awards. You need to see what's going on to help spur your council in to do better things and to give your support and understand why we are supporting the Supreme Council. And this year's convention, of course, is May the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Mm-hmm. And so you still have time to register. It's very important that councils send delegates, and the delegates register with the state secretary. The deadline is looming, but I do feel that they will take registrations pretty close up to the last minute. So you need to be registered with them. And most importantly, we would do our registration with our convention committee, which is ours. Mm-hmm.
But in addition to the things we just mentioned, the other nice thing about the convention is there'll be the presentation by the Education Foundation, and that is the organization which each year hands out scholarships to the children of our members who are attending Catholic school. But we'll also have an interesting presentation from the Supreme Representative as well. But there's also the liturgical aspect and the social aspect of the convention. We have two masses during the convention. On Friday evening, we'll have our memorial mass for our deceased members from the past year. And then we'll have the main convention mass on Saturday evening. And that will be celebrated by our own bishop, Bishop Gaynor, as well as some possible other bishops coming in as concelebrants for that. And I believe also that there will be an opportunity for adoration in conjunction with the convention this year. And things like family rosaries and those things are, you know, that make up a daily part of our lives as part of our Catholic faith, they're also going to be part of the convention as well. Yeah. And it's always nice to get to see some of the brother knights from across the jurisdiction that we haven't seen for some time.
Yes, and Father Rossi, as Mark stated, our state chaplain, Father Rossi, will be having, we may probably have one or two prayer hours. He's been doing that since he came on board, so everybody would be urged to attend. And I'm going to suggest to you that any of the Sir Knights out there that have the uniform, if you're coming to convention, you are more than welcome to participate in both Friday nights and Saturday night's Mass. And Mark did mention awards. So one of the awards that is brand new this year is the Blessed Michael McGivney Award, and it'll be a medallion. Well, it is a medallion at Supreme, but it's for council chaplains, state chaplains, and assembly chaplains. All you just need to do is be a chaplain of one of those. And there's a form to be had. You need to fill it out and submit it. And that deadline is looming also, and I believe that's probably the end of the month. We will select, the committee will select the Pennsylvania Outstanding Chaplain, and then we submit that up to Supreme. And Supreme will pick the order-wide winner, who will then be invited to the Supreme Convention, and it's a beautiful medallion that he will receive. So I'm urging councils to consider nominating their state chaplains. The awards forms are on the Pennsylvania State Council website.
And don't forget that the convention is not just for the members. It's also for the spouses. You know, we are a family organization, and there will be a ladies' luncheon on Saturday, and there will also be a program for that. Plus, the ladies also participate, you know, in the other religious activities, such as the rosary. Typically, it's a husband and wife that leads the rosary. The ladies participate fully in the Mass, not just as attendees, but also as Eucharistic ministers and as readers during the liturgy, and, like I said, with all the other activities. So it's not just all business, and it's not just a male event. It's a husband and wife event as well.
Yeah, and as Mark did state, our state deputy's wife, Colleen Kish, since he came on board in July 1, she is asking for various items for the pregnancy care centers. I'm not sure what this requirement will be if you choose to bring it for this convention, but the main speaker is representatives from Morning Star Pregnancy Care Center, which the Harrisburg Diocese has donated generously in the order of about $88,000. And I would like to thank all of those who did that. So they'll be there making their presentation, and it'll be a good afternoon for the ladies.
Since we did mention when the convention will be held, we also should remind them as to where it will be held. We are coming back again to the Hilton Harrisburg. It's an excellent venue. There's no dead time during the convention because they have so many various facilities for our use. We can just go from one event to another in there. It's located, for those of you who aren't aware, down on Market and 2nd Street downtown. So when you have time, you can also avail yourself of some of the other activities that are happening down in the Harrisburg area, such as the Whitaker Center and other things that may be going on in Market Square and some of the other restaurants along 2nd Street. And I haven't checked the schedule yet. I don't know what activities are going on over on City Island. Hopefully the Harrisburg Senators might be in that weekend, give you an opportunity to go over and see a ball game.
And one of the other things that will be taking place on Friday evening is our co-drawing, our Chance of a Lifetime drawing, which is one of the major fundraisers for the State Council. And it also goes for the education of our youth and the scholarships, which the Harrisburg Diocese is available to one of those. That drawing will actually take place. That'll take place Friday evening at some time after the Education Foundation meeting.
Well, one of the things that we probably should bring up, I know that the convention is just paid for by an act of God. The money just appears, and all the money paid for. So the convention is, there's no effort to raise money for the convention. Is that correct?
That's absolutely false.
No.
Through the generosity of our members and the councils.
Mostly all the members who come to the convention, whether they're delegates or non-delegates, they all should be registering with the Harrisburg committee. And that there's a form for all of that. Both the men and women need to register. It's a $35 fee for men and women, and they will each receive a convention gift. This year we're actually having a challenge coin. So that is something you get with your registration. So you really need to register. And when you come to the convention, you must check in with the state secretary for your delegates' papers, and you check in with the convention committee to get your gifts and meal tickets.
The important thing also is any profits made by the committee from the convention will be donated to the charities of our bishops. And so we encourage every council, if they have not done so, to support the convention with an ad.
Gentlemen, we're up against our hard break. We'll continue this right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by Mike Kubik and two of our past state deputies, Mr. Wayne Freet and Mr. Mark Gago. And gentlemen, we were discussing the convention and what all is going to go on, so I'll throw it back to you guys.
Because it is a significant date, we do have some special activities planned in addition to the special gifts that we do have available to the members that are registered. Right now, we're trying to get as many as the past state deputies and former state chaplains that are still alive to attend. And we're planning to do a cake cutting ceremony. And hopefully we can get our first council in the jurisdiction, the Grand Knight, and also whichever turns out to be our most recent council, to have the Grand Knight from that council present for the ceremonial cake cutting.
Well, and I also think the delegates and the council should be also aware the state deputy is supposedly urging that all the councils bring their banners, and they'll put the council banners. More than likely, they could be outside in the registration area, and probably definitely inside for the banquet. It would be nice to see the walls lined with the council banners, and that's his goal. But I personally, at this point, have not seen anything on that issue. Do we want to revisit the registration again and what needs to take place with our delegates?
Well, the important thing for them to remember, you have the individual registration for anybody who's attending. The council also needs to send in their credentials for their official delegates, and that goes to the state secretary. And then those who wish to stay at the hotel, they must go online and make their individual room reservations to the hotel website.
To the hotel itself.
To the hotel itself.
There is a block of rooms, I understand, too, as usual.
There is.
Okay. There is a block of rooms, and with the potential of this being the 125th anniversary, and some of the resolutions that will be discussed, there's a major potential of a lot of people coming, and so I would urge that you make your registration at the hotel rather soon, because the possibility could exist that Friday or Saturday will be booked full, and I'm not sure what the hotel would be. Then you would have to search hotels around the area.
Yeah. And I know that people that are within the sound of our voice probably would not be planning on staying at the hotel because it's a short drive.
Sure.
But I urge them to attend the banquet, and there will be separate meal tickets that will be available if they want to come in and, like, say, have breakfast Saturday morning or have one of the lunches, but also for attending the main banquet on Saturday evening.
There you go. And they can always get a hold of us here at the radio station. We have the people's names that are involved. We can refer them to those people to get registrations down there, whatever needs to be done in a timely manner. So.
Well, all the information and all the forms are available on the state website. There's a tab at the top of the page that says convention. You click on that, and then it brings you to the convention pages. And at the bottom of that, there are links so you can fill out and print out your forms and a link to the hotel.
There you go.
Yeah, well, what you'll find out is as Mark said, the link, there will be one for the state secretary where you register your delegates and alternates. Mm-hmm. There's one for the convention committee where you would register with us. That's where you'd register your lady if she's coming for the afternoon event. And that's where you will find the prices of the meals. You can get individual, if you're what we call transient, and you come in on Saturday, you could eat breakfast at the hotel. There is a meal ticket there. And as Mark, I would do the same, urge you to stay for a mass. The mass could be a very interesting mass. I'm not sure what the state chaplain would have for that. But the banquet and all of its activities, so you can make a day of it. The easiest place, I would think, for me, at least for me, being from out of Harrisburg, and I'm not a major city character anyway, I would park in the hotel parking lot. That way you just come down. When you come down from the parking lot, parking garage, you come down to the Hilton floor. You come out of that floor and just follow the floor around, and that's where all the registration is. You can get everything out of the way in a hurry. And so while we're talking about that, Mark, you want to start us off on our ad book and our major reason we can make money here?
Well, as I mentioned before, the importance of the ad book is for the committee to cover its expenses. There are certain things that we're going to be providing to the state family and to the delegates, such as there'll be a few receptions, you know, and to cover some of the gifts and some of the other things on that. But the main reason is that this is an opportunity we have every 5 years to raise a significant amount of money that we give to our bishops to continue on their charitable work. Even if you're not interested in purchasing a full pad ad, we have patron listings that are available, but we really would like to see, because this is a special anniversary edition, that the councils would each submit a council ad, either a page ad or a half page ad for your councils.
And, you know, Mark has mentioned that it is a fundraiser, and if you heard, he said bishops. So we are the Central East Region. We are comprised of the Harrisburg Diocese and the Altoona-Johnstown Diocese. So all of the proceeds are split equally amongst the two dioceses, and then they get it to their bishops for the various projects that they choose and we choose. And I believe ours actually goes for the support of the seminarians, I believe.
I believe it does, wherever the bishop wants it to go.
We do a couple activities. So one, I believe the convention does go to the education of our priests.
But there are two resolutions that I know that will be presented before the body, and they're significant because it impacts upon all of us. And one is the actual organization and conducting of conventions. And for the past few years, We've been looking at trying to streamline things, making it more economical, and there is a resolution that would propose that Pennsylvania kind of get more in line with the other jurisdictions within the order and how we actually conduct our conventions. And secondly, it's something that we've been working at or looking at for at least the past almost 30 years is the allocation of delegates to the Supreme Convention. And we're trying to rectify that to get it into a proper balance so that each of the five regions have equal representation at the Supreme Conventions. And the only way that this is going to pass is if you attend and the delegates vote. And we're going to need your support because I know this is going to be a contentious resolution. I'm sure it'll be an interesting convention when it comes to hear the report of the Resolutions Committee, and we have an opportunity to express our own opinions on the particular resolution.
Well, I can share with you that I attended conventions since 1976, and the last one of this nature was in 2010 when I was state deputy, and we increased the budget to $2, not the budget, but the per capita to $2.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very interesting and long talked about resolution, and it came up to a roll call vote, and so that takes a long time to get through that, and nothing since of that nature since we have coming up this convention has been in effect. So you will definitely see the workings of the order. I would suspect that there's going to be anywhere between 6 to 8 past state deputies on the floor. And so it'll be an interesting time for you. It's not going to be one of the drab conventions, I can assure you. So if you're coming, resolutions generally are after lunch. So you need to present yourself to the state secretary's desk and pick up your delegate's paper, and you'll probably get a voting card. And so you need to have all of that stuff ready and ready to go probably by the start of 1 o'clock.
And I think what's important in this is that every time you go to a council, they say, well, I have no say. I have no input. Well, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you have input is your vote. And each council gets 2 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't show up, then it's really hard to say, I don't have any input. And this is very important to our region. Especially our region and the Central West region.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's imperative that if you are a Grand Knight, if you are a financial mm-hmm. secretary, get your council involved, get your delegate registered so that they can vote.
Yeah. And if you take a look at the regions and take a look at our region, we have been a leader year after year in terms of bringing in new members and in terms of awards. The number of Star Council awards, and by the same token, we should have equal representation when it comes to the Supreme Council.
Yeah, a quick history here. So when the Pennsylvania State Council was started 124 years ago, it was just voting and officers running the state were pretty much out of the Philadelphia-Pittsburgh area, and that's justifiably so, I think, because probably of the population. And so at one point, the group somewhere prior to 1952, they created the 4-region system. And we in the Central East and Central West, it really wasn't enough, and we could have controlled the vote. And so we ourselves made an agreement to separate. And in 1998, they came into the current form of state officer selection. And so that agreement was sort of null and void, but we have been operating off of it. And we would like to make that change to make everything equal. Everybody gets 2 votes.
It's going to be an interesting convention, for lack of a better term.
They always are.
they always are. They always are. But we'll look forward to seeing you guys over there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get over there and get some station interviews so we can use them for future shows. That just a little bit.
We'll be
tag,
there. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be glad to do that.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, on behalf of all the Knights, who are listening, and also to all of our diocesan listeners in Harrisburg. I'd like to thank both of you for coming in and explaining, you know, why conventions are important, and particularly why this convention is so important. So from all of us to Wayne and to Mark, thank you so very much for your service, for everything that you've done. God bless, take care, and with that,
along with Mike Kubik, Mark Yago, and Wayne Freet, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless.